Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. I am very happy that you're here because today I am going to be diving into the world of online products. So I, as you know, have created and sold many different online products and courses in the lifespan of my interiors business. And I am very passionate about and truly believe that every single one of you have a digital product in you, and you would be able to put that on autopilot and sell it within your interiors business model. So inside the Soul-Led Stylist, lots of conversations and questions are coming up about how my clients can introduce some sort of digital offer into their interiors business. I've seen so many women inside my containers and spoken to so many women about just the overwhelm and the feeling of just being over it and done. They're tired of the pushback from clients. They're tired of trading their time for money. They're tired of working till late at night just to get a project finished. And so something that I believe and I'm so passionate about and think is so important in your interiors business is introducing some sort of passive income stream to supplement your one-to-one consulting. Now, when you're thinking about introducing something like this, I know the first thought that comes up for you is this. Why would somebody buy a course from me? There are so many online courses out there on how to style a home. Why would they purchase from me? Now, if I thought that back in 2020, when I created my first online course, which was Create Your Coastal Haven, I didn't have a huge amount of followers, didn't have very many people on my email list. If I had have thought that back then I wouldn't be where I am today. I would not have earned the income that I have via all the online programs that I've created since then. Now, I didn't do any advertising. I did no paid advertising. I just spoke to my dream clients. And I had a knowing and I knew that what my process was and how I got my clients that worked with me one-to-one from feeling overwhelmed and uninspired in their home to creating a beautiful coastal haven, I knew it worked. And so when you have a process that you know works, and when you niche and you have a signature style that people are following you for, that people are wanting to emulate in their home, then you have a digital offer inside your business. You have something that you can package up and sell when you're sleeping. And that is not just something that people say. I sell courses while I'm sleeping. I sell digital offers while I'm traveling. And if that's something that you really would love to introduce into your business, then listen into this episode. I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into it and also share with you a way that we can work together to help you create this online course. So first of all, I want to go through all of the reasons why you should create an online course in your interiors business, online course or digital offer. So number one is if you've hit your capacity for new clients, if you have clients coming to your inbox and your DMs, but you absolutely cannot take on any more clients and you've got a wait list, definitely you need to introduce an online course. If you want to move into less one-to-one and trading time for money and more into a freedom-based business, into traveling, taking time off and being able to work from anywhere. If you want to expand your reach and your client base from one-to-one into one-to-many. if you want to open up opportunities to help more people at a more affordable price, if you want to allow yourself to earn income while you're sleeping, if you want to create demand for your premium one-to-one consulting service, if you want to share your expertise with more people and build authority in your niche as the go-to. Now, I want to give you an example here in the way that my business is working for me right now. As you know, probably about 2 years ago now, I moved away from working one-to-one with clients. I hit the wall. I was ready for a change, and I was getting signs from the universe that it was time for me to move into a different path. And so I followed the breadcrumbs, and this is where I ended up. And this is something that I absolutely love doing. But it's not only that. When I introduced that online course, that gave me a taste into what is truly possible. It gave me an insight into the world of digital online products. And from that day, and when I launched that course and I sold to 16 women and was able to help 16 women just from that first launch and earn an income that was really incredible, it changed the trajectory of my business. And so I sit here now and I look back and I am so freaking grateful and proud of myself for taking that first step to create that online course back then. Because here I am now, I am working as a consultant and mentor to interior designers and stylists. And I'm doing that in a way that impacts their business in such a huge way through mindset, through growth and expansion, through scaling, and just through streamlining. And by doing that and sharing my expertise and packaging that up into a course called the Soul-Led Stylist, I am now able to work with more than one person at a time as well. So I have been able to travel overseas. I've been able to go away for weekends. I've been able to take time off to care for unwell parents and drive to appointments and do all the things, because I now have a business that I have built based around my own soul, based around what I truly love and what I truly value. And what I value and what I know about myself is that I need time for rest. I'm a projector and I can't keep going all the time. I know I need a business that supports my nervous system, that allows me to take a step back when I need to, that allows me rest, and also in this season of my life allows me to travel. So my business model right now, I have my one-to-one consulting, which is my high ticket offer, my signature offer. I then have the Soul-Led Stylist, which is my mid-ticket offer and allows me to help and work with more people at one time. And then I have a lot of little digital offers and courses that are ticking over as self-paced. I have the Kickstart Project, which I have as a self-paced program all year round, or I launch it every now and then for a live round offering my support. And I also have my courses from back in the day, Create Your Coastal Haven and the Elevated Holiday Haven, that are self-paced and sitting on my website for people to purchase. So I have now built this business that is constantly ticking over and earning me an income every single week. My income fluctuates. It goes up and down. It is not a regular income, but what I can say is it is enough for me to have my own money, allow me to help with the finances in the house, to go on holidays. We're about to go to Europe, like all the things. And the other thing that is really beautiful about being able to do what I've done is that I took a step away from creating interiors for clients. And a couple of weeks ago, I had a client reach out, a potential lead reach out. And this happens to me all the time, but it's never felt right. This person reached out to me. She'd been referred to me. And I, for some reason, thought, you know what? I am going to step into a discovery call with her. I explained to her that I was going away for 6 weeks and that I don't work with many clients in their interior spaces. So when we jumped on a call, And I love discovery calls for this exact reason. From that conversation, I could tell that she was a dream client for me. She basically said to me that she loves my new renovation that's coming up and that we were, she actually said something like we were soul sisters from another mother or something like that, because her new project, her renovation on her home, was a very similar vibe to that. And so I thought, you know what, I am going to quote for this project. I was very upfront with her and said, look, we've got 4 weeks. We can get in and get the first stage done. Then I'm away and I will not be able to take any phone calls or messages because I'm taking a complete break off. But when I come home, we can get back into it. So I put together this fee proposal and I sent it out to her, and it was a really premium price because I don't take on many interiors projects, if any, anymore. I really value the time that it takes me to put into creating this space for her. I have the experience, I have the knowledge, like I know the value that I provide. So I priced that project at a premium. I sent it out to her. I let it go. I said, if she comes back to me, I am going to be so excited. But if she doesn't, that's okay. She came back to me instantly with an email saying, let's go, send me the invoice. Now, this is the way it happens when you really create an aligned business. You attract the people to you who really want to work with you and pay a premium to work with you. And this is something that you can build and create when you have an online course. When you are earning an income from your digital product, if it's an online course that is priced accordingly and is at a great price, and you're earning an income from that, it allows you to take a step back from one-to-one. And when you do take on projects, you can take on only the projects that you truly want to take on, and you can charge a premium for that because there is demand, because you don't offer very many spots. And if they really want to work with you, then this is the price and this is what it's going to cost them. So one other thing that I really do want to address here is your mindset. And like I said before, the first thing we think is, why would anybody want to buy a course from me? And you have to have a full belief in yourself and your ability to teach others your process. You have followers who are there because they love your style. They love the way you create spaces and they want to emulate that in their own home. You're simply providing them with another, more affordable, and if it's location-based, easier option for them to be able to create that space just like you do. So your unique style, your process, and your expertise, that is what you're packaging up into a beautifully aligned online course. And this is the next step in creating a business model that allows you to take a step back when you need to. So what I'm going to do today is just dive in. I can't go right into the details, of course, because I'll be here for hours, but I'm going to just go into the steps that you can take to start thinking about a digital offer in your interiors business. So the first thing, of course, is you refine your niche and your course topic. So if you've already got a real niche in your interiors business and something that you are known for, it is so much easier because you have narrowed down your audience to people who specifically love that particular style or the way that you do things. If you haven't done that yet, I encourage you to start to figure out what that is and how you can create something that is unique to you and your special sauce and what you are going to be known for. Because when you have your niche worked out and you create a course around solving a problem for your dream clients and for your followers and leads, you will sell it so much easier. You are not speaking to millions of people. You are speaking to the selected people who love what you do and who are already following you for what you do. So what you can do is you can create a little digital offer, a mini course, or some sort of a digital offer that sits on your website, or you can create a big from start to finish online program. So it can be a small part of the process, like how to create concepts for your home, how to make a maximum impact in your interiors through color, anything like that, or it can be the entire process, your entire process from start to finish. So the next thing that you want to do is market research. You need to know if this is a viable course. If there are other people teaching something similar and it's selling for them, this is a sign that there is a market for it. It doesn't mean that you can't do that as well. You have your own unique way about doing it. You have to look into seeing, what does your audience want or like? Do some polls, ask questions, send surveys to your email list. Do what you need to do to see if you have a viable interiors online course. The next thing that is so important is you don't just simply come up with an idea for an online course and then just pop it on your social media and you sell it. I mean, you know that. You can't just do it like that. You have to actually prime your audience. So once you've decided on your online course topic, you then want to start building some momentum to launching it and opening it for enrollment. You want to prime your audience. And you can do that by using words and sentences and phrases that describe your course topic and the outcome and that result that they're going to get. And start infusing these in your content. So if you create a list of about 5 to 10 bank words, and these are words that will start to become familiar to your audience when you continue to use them, so that when you actually launch this course, your audience already know that this is what they need. They already understand the language that you're using, and they already know that what you're offering is the solution to their problem. The next thing you want to do is to name your course and then decide on all the format and the modules. So you name the course, the outcome that it is going to give your members. My course, Create Your Coastal Haven, provided the members with a coastal haven. My course, The Elevated Holiday Haven, provided my members with an elevated holiday home. So you can see that the name is a reflection of what they will actually get at the end. This is one way you can name it. You don't have to do it this way. You might come up with something really fun. I sometimes use ChatGPT to help me, and it throws out words that might spark something, and I think, great, I'm going to infuse that word, and I'm going to, you know, bring this word, and you just come up with something. And I'm telling you now, you'll know when you've got the right one. You'll feel it in your body and you'll know when you've got the right one. Now, with your course format, you might decide to do a self-paced online course. This is hands-off from you. Your members jump in at any time and they will work at their own pace. You could also package up that online course and then offer some sort of group support. It could be a Facebook group or community platform or Telegram support. So this is adding a little more value because they're getting that support from you. And then on top of that, you could create a course that has more support from you through group sessions or even one-to-one support as a VIP option. You could also create some sort of digital offer that sits on your website. So it might be a done-for-you concept for a living space that somebody can just head over and purchase off your website, and it may have all the links that go direct to the product for them to purchase. There's a lot of different ways that you can actually package up your expertise and your look in offers that don't take any of your time. You create them once and we create an asset in our business that we can use forever. So now you want to decide on the modules. These are the steps that your members need to get to the end result. And I love this process that I was taught when I'm back in 2020, and it's to write all of the steps down on post-it notes and stick them up on the wall. Just get them all out of your head. Think about your process and what you actually work through to get to the end result. Stick them all up on the wall, and then you put them into modules and step by step, which lesson comes first. So then you come up with your modules and the outline of your course. So now when you start to talk about it, you actually have the outline of what they're going to learn and how they're going to learn it. We also need to think about the deliverables. So what are your members going to need to be able to get the end result? Yes, you're going to be teaching them how to do that through video slides or speaking to camera, but there will also be some document deliverables. So that could be a mood board template that they can use. It might be Canva tutorials. It might be budgeting spreadsheets or checklists. When I had my online course, Create Your Coastal Haven, there were discount codes to my favorite suppliers. So these are the sorts of things that you can add in to add value to your program. The other deliverable is the support from you. Like I said before, you could have a Facebook group or a community group with support. You could provide Telegram support. You could provide group sessions weekly, fortnightly, or monthly. Or you could provide a one-to-one VIP Zoom sessions. Now, like I always say, this is all done based around your life. This is an aligned offer in your business. And whenever we're creating aligned offers, we create something around what works for us in our season of life and what lights us up. So if the thought of getting on a group session every single week for 6 months just feels too much for you, then don't do that. Create something that works and feels good for you. The next thing you need to do is, how are you going to sell it? A conversion event. So a conversion event is basically a free lead magnet that's going to draw people into your world and share with them about the program. So this can be done in lots of different ways, and you might be able to come up with your own unique way that works for you. But I have found with all of my course launches that the highest sales conversion is a live launch, either a workshop, a masterclass, or a challenge. When you present a live workshop to people, there is an energy in the room that you just can't get on pre-recorded classes. You have your viewers' full attention. You can chat to them live. You can answer any questions. They get that proximity to you. And you can basically build more of that know, like, and trust with them. So one thing when it comes to creating your conversion event and showing up and offering some sort of a live class, mindset. You are going to feel fear around doing this if you have never done it before. But the more you do it, the better you get. I have done about 25, I reckon, live workshops in my day, and I still get nervous, but I hold strong in the belief of these three things. One, I know what I'm doing. I know how I can get them to the end result that they want. Two, these people have made the decision to come here and join you in your live workshop. You have not forced them. They have decided to come. They are there because they want to be. Three, they are ready to learn from me. They have made the decision that they want to learn something from me by opting into that workshop. So those three things will really help you to push through that fear of presenting a live workshop. So once you have done your live workshop and you have offered your program at the end of that workshop as the solution to their problem, so in your workshop, masterclass, tutorial, whatever it is you decide to do, you're going to teach them the what and the why of creating this space or whatever it is you're doing for your course. You're going to share with them some of the how. I love to provide workshops and masterclasses that actually give people tangible takeaways. I don't want them to come into a workshop with me and walk away and think, well, I got nothing out of that because I didn't buy the course. I want people to come in and be able to walk away and make a change in their life, in their home, in their business. So I always like to share the how. But you can never share all of the how in one-hour masterclass. So your online program is the whole package. It is then moving into, okay, so I can do this one little thing now because I learned it in the masterclass, but now I want to learn how to do all of it. So that is how you actually package up your masterclass. So when it comes to your launch, you are now open for enrollment. You have shared your course on your masterclass. You've probably offered some sort of an early bird discount or an extra bonus, like it might be an extra session with you. And now it's open for enrollment. So this is when you go to town on your social media. And I mean, every single day while you're in that launch phase, you want to keep talking about it and sharing it with your audience. And that does not mean hard sell. That does not mean pushing it onto people. It's sharing about it and then offering invitations for them to join you. So once you've actually done this and you're getting feedback on this, now is when you can start to see if this is a viable online course. So you haven't spent hours and hours and hours creating all of that content for your online program until you know if you can sell it. So once you have people sign up and once you have people interested in it, now you know that it's viable, you can actually create those modules 1 week or 2 weeks ahead of where your people are in the course, and you can drip feed those modules over a certain amount of time. When it comes to the delivery of your online course, there's a few different ways that you can do it. You can do it for free. You can create a Facebook group and you can go into that Facebook group live every week and present your masterclass, your slides, upload your documents, and do it all in there. That is then their own little members hub where they can go in, get support from you, watch the masterclasses. They'll stay in there forever, completely free. It doesn't cost you anything. So if this is something you're thinking about, this is a really great place to start and to just kind of hone your skills and see what people are liking and what they're not liking and what's working and what's not working. Really good place to start. The next thing is there's a few software platforms. So Stan Store, I believe, is one of the most affordable and is very, very user-friendly. There's Thinkrific, there's Kajabi, there's Teachable, there's a lot. I've been with Kajabi now for 5 years. Currently am looking to moving all of my programs, which is a massive job, to Thrivecart. So this is where you can build your course content with videos and downloads. Your members will be able to log in and they can do the course at their own pace. Or you can do a mix of both. You could actually have live Zoom calls that you jump on with your clients, jump into a Facebook group and do a live in a Facebook group. And then you can add that with the course content that they're learning on that software platform. So just to recap, I'm going to go through those things that I talked about. So number one is refine your niche and your course topic. Number two is do market research and prime your audience. Number three, name and decide on the format and the modules. Number four is what type of online course you're actually going to create. Number five, your conversion event and how you're going to market it. Number six is your launch and your delivery. Now, what I haven't talked about yet is automating. So what I have mentioned in here is live launches and using a conversion event as a live launch. But what we all really want is we want courses that can be ticking over and working for us in the background, hands off. How do you actually do that? What you do is you get the content from your masterclass that you have just presented live, and you then record a beautiful, polished version of that. Now, when you're not in a live launch, that masterclass, you can drive traffic to that masterclass all year round, which is what I do with the Kickstart Project and some of my other programs. And what happens is people go into watching that masterclass. They then have a page where they see all of the details to sign up for the self-paced part of that course, which means that they can go into that course at any time and they can learn for themselves. There is no actual support from you. And that is a full passive income. Now, one thing that I really love to do is with the Kickstart Project, I offer 2 days a week Telegram support within that self-paced option. So for me, I jump onto Telegram for an hour or so on a Monday and a Thursday. It's nothing for me, but it gives that extra value for them to be able to ask questions if they need to. Now, the other thing I want to mention here is any online program that people have ever signed up with me, they have lifetime access. So any time that I update the courses or I add more resources into any of my courses, anyone that's ever purchased from me will get all of those updates. So I think adding in lifetime access to your courses is actually a really valuable thing as well. So what I want to ask you now, after you've been listening to this, I want you to grab a piece of paper or get onto your Google Docs, and I want you just to start writing. Write down the ideas that might have come up for you during this session. Write down a possible online program idea, a possible digital offer that you can create and add to your website that you can drive traffic to and sell all year round. I believe that this is the way of the future. There is always going to be work for us as interior designers and stylists where clients need the one-to-one. But if you want to reach more people and help more people, somebody that's on the other side of the world, if you want to be able to earn money from multiple people and work with multiple people at once and create a passive income stream, create a freedom-based business, then I encourage you to think about it. Now, as I said in the beginning, I want to share something with you that I am going to be offering to only 5 women. If you really want to inject an online course into your interiors business, if this is something that you've been thinking about for years and you know it's time to actually implement, or if you think that you need somebody to guide you through, because I've only touched the surface here. There is so much more involved in creating an online course, and I've actually created all of them so I can help you with all of them in whatever capacity, whatever deliverables, and however you want to do it. So I'm offering 5 women to come into an exclusive program with me where we're going to dive into creating your online program or digital offer for your interiors business. If this is something you're interested in, come over into my DMs and just comment online course or ask me a question and I will fill you in on all the details. This is going to start in August 2025. So you've got a little bit of time to start thinking about and idealizing what your program is going to be, and then I will help you to get it out there into the world and start creating that freedom-based business that we all dream of. So that is it from me today. Don't forget to go and head over to leave me a review. A 5-star review would be amazing. Thanks again for being here. I'll be back in your ears again next week. Have a beautiful day.